Thank you, Elizabeth. Norwich is clearly a city of contrasts. One story in the evening news this week talked about the growing strength of the city's technology sector. Another highlighted comments from City MP Chloe Smith, who said Norwich is the second worst place for a child to escape poverty. And reflecting these problems and the cuts in care funding we heard about earlier, a Norwich charity is closing because of funding cuts. Norwich's place at the heart of the digital revolution is revealed in a new report which lays bare the growing strength of the city's technology sector. The study shows how digital firms contribute more than £148 million to the UK economy, with a turnover that's grown by almost 22% in 4 years. It also found that more than 5,300 people are directly employed in city tech firms and that Norwich is fast becoming one of the country's best locations for start-up businesses. The report has been compiled by Tech City, a group set up by the government to encourage the growth of the UK's digital economy and is intended to give a snapshot of the sector's health in several British cities. It's the second time that Norwich has been included in a Tech Nation report after the strength of the sector saw it included for the first time last year. Ipswich has joined the group of so-called tech cities for the first time this year. The report follows the recent unveiling of a project to create a technology corridor along the A11. Experts believe the area between Norwich and Newmarket could become a centre for innovation and technology in the fields of engineering, agriculture and manufacturing. However, firms in the sector have identified obstacles to further growth in the area, including a skills shortage. Colleen Walker, chairman of Norfolk County Council's Economic Development Subcommittee, said the council was proud that the region was included in the national rankings.
Norwich's social mobility problem is deep-rooted, a city MP has told Parliament. Conservative Chloe Smith, who called a debate on the issue after a new index showed Norwich was the second worst place for a child to escape poverty, said the solution was not only about welfare and funding formulas, but also about ambition and leadership. The Norwich North MP told Parliament she wanted all children in the city to have the knowledge, skills, confidence and network to meet and take chances of work experience. Neighbouring Norwich South MP, Clive Lewis, who was also at the debate, pointed out that a quarter of the children in the city were living on low incomes. The Labour MP intervened in the debate to say that while there were lots of factors contributing to child attainment and social mobility, one of the key factors was child poverty. Miss Smith used the debate to highlight the achievements of famous Norfolk people, including Admiral Lord Nelson, revolutionary Thomas Paine, and former Prime Minister Robert Walpole.
Funding is being pulled from a Norwich charity which has supported people living with HIV and AIDS since the early 90s in order to get value for money. But trustees of Eastern AIDS Support Triangle, or EAST for short, based on Cathedral Street and providing a service for around 160 people with HIV across Norfolk, say the loss of the funding will remove a vital safety net. The contract with Norfolk County Council, worth up to £74,000 a year and up to 90% of total income for the charity, will not be renewed next month, at which point the service will close. There are no agencies that are going to pick up these 160 clients, said East trustee Mike Skyalom. They are from all around Norfolk, so ultimately it's going to be much more expensive in terms of NHS treatment, mental health provision and various degrees of ruined lives if these people fail to have a trusted support network. The charity currently provides an outreach service and support around a number of associated issues, including mental health and homelessness. We are now discussing what will happen with the clients and the volunteers, and there isn't a straightforward answer to that, said Mr. Skyalom. A lot are very isolated and form a very deep attachment to their care worker. They won't want to be simply passed off to another agency. There has almost been no warning, and it's just going to be very difficult to make sure we can get them appropriate treatment and care. Norfolk County Council said people living with HIV or AIDS in Norfolk will still get support, but in a different way.